Pulsuit FM, former Pulsite FM, is a delightful online radio station for those who dream of a nice cocktail in the beach. The selected playlist transpires heat and suaveness, and interestingly enough, was found by Scott, Marty Bell, from Rainy Highlands. Now they're also launching Vacation, a new sunscreen brand with incredibly designed SPF products, developed in conjunction with Miami sunscreen entrepreneurs Lack Hall and Dakota Green, alongside Dr. Elizabeth Hale, board-certified dermatologist and a VP of the Skin Cancer Foundation. To tell me more about Vacation and its nostalgia-filled products, I had the pleasure to speak with Marty, and I have a feeling we share the same music taste. Marty Bell, such a pleasure talking to you. Marty, before, I think you're the man, you should introduce yourself first, and then we can go from there. All I can say that I've been a big fan of your work for years, actually. It makes me smile all the time.
Thank you so much, Fernando. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. So I am Marty Bell. I'm a Scottish entrepreneur. I run a number of things, including Pulsuit, which was formerly known as Pulsuit FM, which is a super summer music website and apps for iPhone and Mac. Out of that, we've just launched Vacation, an excessively good sunscreen company. And I've also co-founded a finance company in the UK called Nude, which is to help people save up the deposit to buy their first home.
Listen, that's fantastic. And Marty, I got to be honest. I mean, when I start listening to Pulsuit FM, which I think is a brilliant kind of idea, I always had this idea, oh, it must be someone, you know, in Hawaii or LA doing that. But then when I discovered that it was someone from kind of rainy but beautiful Scotland, it actually made it even more interesting. So did you always, like when you grew up in Scotland, kind of dreamt of this kind of holiday weather in a way?
I think it was subconscious when it was called Pulsuit FM. When I initially founded it as Pulsuit FM, it was very subconscious. I think I'd been needing a holiday and needing some sunshine and must have decided to create this virtual getaway in place of that. So I don't remember. I've never been unhappy living in Scotland. I absolutely love this place, but there must have been something subconscious in my mind that wanted an escape from the grey.
And sometimes it's a state of mind as well, right? Because you can feel very sunny and holiday wherever you are in the world. And I mean, and I have to say, the music selection is just brilliant and incredibly consistent as well. Are you the man who picks up all the tracks as well?
Yeah, I do all the curation myself. I think that's a nice break from when everything's given to you by an algorithm on Spotify or Apple Music. Sometimes it's nice to just go somewhere that you can tell has been hand curated.
And I feel the Vacation is such a nice complementary kind of addition to Pulsuit FM, because I mean, you always sell this idea of summer, this incredible kind of 80s imagery. And now you can see that in your new sunscreen and scent as well. I mean, the logo is brilliant. I have here the mineral lotion in front of me. Actually, I have to say that that's been my favorite. I like all of them, but I quite like this one for some reason.
Great, yeah. It's been such a joy to build out, to translate a virtual brand world, which is the apps on the website, and work out how we translate that into physical products and make a brand that feels really authentically vintage, but doesn't look out of place on the internet or on a shelf in a boutique hotel, for example.
And do you think that's a good way as well to perhaps to monetize a bit the work you do at Pulsuit FM as well? I don't know exactly the business model you do, but you know, that's a very clear business model. You're selling, you know, beautiful sunscreen scents or, you know, the oils that you just launched.
Absolutely. So to give a bit of background, I've been building Pulsuit and Pulsuit FM just as a fun side project for around 7 years now, and I've never felt the need to monetize it. I think it's I'm always talking about that people should have side projects, not because they want to make money out of them or turn them into a business or make it their job, but just as a way to have a more exciting and interesting life and to meet new people. And that's exactly what PoolSuite has been for me, is it's been a way to experiment online. It's been a digital playground. I've learned how to build complicated apps, websites, met some of the coolest people in the world. It's just been this extremely cool project to be a part of that's made my life so much better and more exciting. And I think more people should go into projects just with that mindset, instead of always thinking, I have to start something because it's going to make money. Build stuff because it'll make your life better. But to bring that back to your question, I've avoided monetizing it because I think it will kill the mood of the whole thing. And also it's just quite hard to monetize a music product like that. So I've just wanted to keep it, take no investment into it and not damage what is PoolSuite and think of other ways to monetize it. And so vacation is a perfect example of how we want to do that. We want to keep PoolSuite exactly what it is and not affect it too much and do offshoot things like vacation.
And I think it's amazing, and you know, even as a listener of PoolSuite FM, I think it's quite welcome, you know, to complement the mood. You're listening to it and then you're wearing, you know, the sunscreen. So I think they kind of work well together, quite in an organic way, I would say.
For sure. We were pitched so many things over the years that was more obvious. Sunscreen had never come into my mind as something we could do. We were always being offered things like craft beer partnerships or white labeling a swimwear line. Really obvious things that I could never get really excited about just stamping our name onto something. But when Lach and Dakota came along and suggested that we build a sunscreen company out of Poolside FM, it just struck me as a product that you can add layers of nostalgia and create a really experiential product that you can't do with a swimwear line. There's something, the scent of a sunscreen just slaps you in the face with nostalgia if you get it right, like I think we really have. We pride ourselves on the apps and the website of PoolSuite being very experiential and using layers of nostalgia. The way you interact with the website, it's like a 90s Mac operating system. The app is like its own retro experience. The music, the visuals, everything is designed to create this kind of audio visual experience. So when we were making a product, we wanted it to have that experiential angle to it. And I think there's very few products you can do that with nostalgia as hard as you can with sunscreen. Do the packaging, the imagery, all the video content we use online, the absurd tone of voice and captions we have on Instagram, and especially the smell.
Listen, I'm actually quite glad you didn't do craft beer, because I think for your brand, I think a pina colada would be better.
Yes, canned pina coladas. That can be up next.
That's the next step, right?
I love it.
What about kind of clothing? I mean, have you ever thought about it or?
We've done little bits and pieces of merch. Again, I don't really like just stamping the name on things. We have a gift shop on the vacation website where we have some really cool merch items. So we'll be playing around with that, and it's really cool just to have people wearing the brand, and people definitely love to. We made this keychain. It's like a gold motel style keychain. And I swear 90% of the emails in my inbox are people wanting this keychain that says PoolSuite Executive Club Suite 69. And I don't know why people love that product so much, but my whole inbox is people asking for that to come back in stock. So there's a demand for merch, and we have some cool bits and pieces on the vacation store, but we're really going hard on getting the sunscreen products into people's hands right now.
Marty, just a question coming back a little bit to the music side of things, because, you know, as a curator for Monaco 24, I'm just curious, how do you select this song? Is it quite, you know, almost accidental when you're doing your research, or do you get a lot of music sent to you? Because you play kind of some old tracks as well, right?
Yeah, I it all comes from SoundCloud. So it's behind the scenes, it's based on SoundCloud, and we pull the music in from there. So I go on SoundCloud and I follow tons of small labels and small artists, like to bring as much of that to the forefront as possible. And SoundCloud's obviously an amazing place to do that. And I have this image in my head. I think of the house from Call Me by Your Name, the Italian mansion, manse house, in Call Me by Your Name, and I imagine I'm around a pool, and sitting around that pool, drinking some Lambrusco wine, is maybe 10 people who are much cooler than I. And I listen to the tracks and I think, if I was in that moment and I was controlling the music and there's these really cool people around the pool that I want to impress, would I play this song? Would it add to the vibe? And if it's a no or a maybe, it doesn't go on the playlist. If it's a hard yes, it goes in. That's
Marty,
the
I might quote you on that, actually.
process.
Actually, I really love that. What are you listening to at the moment? I know it's a very difficult question at times. I'm sure you're listening to a lot of stuff, but are you in a specific mood now?
So I just opened the Pool Suite Mac app to get some inspiration to answer that question. And the noise blasted in my ears there. So I just got a fright. You know, I'm actually not massively educated in music. I just skip around between small labels that make this very specific retro summery sound. I like a lot of old disco music. So I wouldn't say I listen to anything specifically. I just bounce around artists on SoundCloud, small labels, that's about it.
That's perfect. And Marty, just a question, of course, here in Monaco, and I'm sure your brand is all very international. If people are interested, of course, it's very easy to download the app for Pool Suite FM as well. But if they want to purchase the products, I guess the best way to go is on the Vacation website, right?
Yeah, vacation.inc, and the Instagram is vacationinc. If you want to get a deep dive into what the brand is, just look at some of the Instagram captions and content on there.
Marty, I love the brand. Thank you so much for talking to me. It's been such a pleasure.
A pleasure. Great to catch up. Thanks so much for having me.
That was Marty Bell, founder of Pool Suite FM, and you can buy vacation products on vacation.inc. The Monaco Weekly was edited by San Impi. I'm Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Thank you for listening.